Such a blessing. Well, when you are a blessing, you receive blessings. It's just the way it works.
Amen.
That's what happens in your life. That's what the Lord said. Those that bless you, I will bless. Those that treat you lightly, I'll do the same. And God's made us blessings, you know. Yeah, we up to chapter number 20.
Yes.
In Luke and...
Well, you know, Zacchaeus,
19.
He was a publican.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a tax collector.
Right.
And...
Which worked for...
The government.
Roman government.
Roman government. But what I found interesting is, but before Jesus could get to his house, he had done made amends.
And Jesus brings this out. He gives evidence of the fact of Zacchaeus's heart had been changed. Yes. That salvation, deliverance had come to his house.
Right.
And this is in chapter 19, beginning in verse number 1. It says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector," which is a publican. And he was wealthy. He was rich. How did he make his money? He made his money off of?
Overtaxing
people. He could do it. As long as he gave the Roman Empire what they required in the taxes, there was really no one to say that he couldn't collect extra if he could get it. And then he wisely, it sounds like, he invested it properly. And he was a wealthy guy. He made good money at what he did. And he sought to see who Jesus was. He sought to see who Jesus was. Now, we would have to ask that obviously he had heard of Jesus. Being a tax collector, whether he went into every home himself or he had people that worked for him, I'd imagine he had some people.
Sure.
But he probably didn't have a big group. It ain't like H&R Block today, who has satellites and clients everywhere. I mean, Zacchaeus, Levi was a tax collector that God did a work into. And when you see in his life, when God did a work in Levi, changed him, called him Matthew, what did Levi do? He threw a party for him.
Yeah.
He gathered all his buddies and all the people he knew and was familiar with, brought them to his house. He had a big old place, brought them. And everybody had a problem that Jesus went to his house with all these people. But Jesus did a work in his heart. He changed him, and he wanted everybody to meet him and see who this was. And he left all that and followed after the Lord.
Right.
And Zacchaeus, in the same manner, I would imagine that we get into the later end of Jesus' ministry. Now, Jesus' ministry, public ministry, only lasted for about 3 years. We get into the close of it. We're getting close to the cross. So in that period of time, as Zacchaeus is out and about collecting these taxes, I'm willing to say he kept hearing testimony and witnessing of what Jesus has done inside some of these lives and some of these homes. I think he's heard things about people who had been delivered, who had been delivered from illness or demonic oppression, or children that had been set free, people that had been raised from the dead. He goes to these houses and he heard, for an example, remember that widow at Nain, that her son was raised from the dead.
Right.
It could have been that he had been by there one day and heard that he had died, and he shows back up one day to go get taxes from him, and he's standing there.
Yeah.
Like, how in the world are you here? I thought you died. Well, let me tell you about a man named Jesus. You see, so that's how this word gets out. And when he hears he's coming through Jericho, he wants to see who he is.
Right.
So he makes plans for it. Verse 3 says, "So he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of a short stature." He was a smaller guy. So he ran ahead of him. He climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, out of all the people there, the scripture says he looked up and he saw him, and he said to him, now these words, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. I wrote down in my Bible, I can't remember when I wrote it down, but I must stay at, to stay in, to stay for you and your house.
Amen.
Think about that. It's one thing to encounter Jesus. It's one thing to see Jesus. It's another thing to let Jesus stay at. Yeah, I must come. I got to stay at your house.
Right.
Not that I heard, you know, the guest comes by and tells me about Jesus, but when they leave, Jesus leaves with them. The preacher comes and visits with me in the hospital, and he brings Jesus to me, but when he leaves, Jesus leaves. You see, Jesus got to stay.
Come on.
Jesus said, I'm coming to stay at your house. So to stay at his house, he had to stay in his house for him to stay with him. I must stay, to stay in, to stay for you in your house. He had to stay in it. That meant it was going to be a permanent, Jesus was going to be a permanent name in that house from there on out. The response is, what does Zacchaeus do? He immediately says, look, if I've taken, I'm going to give back, I'm going to do this. And that's where he goes. That's what Brother Shannon was pulling out, verse 6. So Zacchaeus made haste, came down, received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he is gone to be the guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any by false accusation, I'll restore it fourfold. That's restoration. That's that work of grace that had taken place in his heart. That's where Thessalonians would say the word of God came to him in power. He received it as a word from God. And then the word was redeeming, how he turned to the Lord, turned from idols to serve the living God, and now live for the glory of God. That's the result of salvation. And that's exactly why Jesus said in verse 9, today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. He's a son of faith. He trusted me. He believed me. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He ain't lost no more. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Jesus staying at his house. He's in his house. He's for him and his house now. Amen?
Amen?
And what a difference that it made in him. And that's what we're looking for, that examination in our own life. You know, does he stay at my house? Is he in me? Is he for me? Is he for my house? Yes. How do I know? Well, that work has been a redeeming work. He's changed how I look at life. He's changed how I deal with people. He's changed how I deal with myself and how I see him, because he's staying with me now. He's in me, amen? And he's here forever, and I'm his forever. So it's just a great picture of what led Zacchaeus to this point. Obviously, this is the work of God's grace. Obviously, the man has heard of what Jesus has done, and he wanted to see him too. Let me see Jesus. Let me see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Think that about with Mama Rob. She showed us Jesus.
Amen.
She showed us Jesus well. She did. When we seen her, we seen Jesus.
Come on.
To God be the praise. Amen.
Good, faithful servant.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Well, look, we're going to have to get on out. But that's the heart of our work. That's the heart of his work, of just telling that story. We never know when we come across that Zacchaeus.
That's right.
Who needs to hear what God's done in us. Because I'm telling you, there's going to be a sycamore tree for him coming.
That's right.
And they're going to get in it because they want to see what this Jesus, who he is. And they're going to encounter him.
And it just takes that word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just something. Because without the knowledge of Jesus, he wouldn't have desired to go look at it.
That's right. That's right. Wouldn't. We're going to keep testifying. Amen? Amen. Amen. Brother Shannon, close us if you would.
Father, we love you and thank you for being with us this day and mm-hmm. watching over us. Lord, we have so many people on our prayer list, Yet, on the other hand, we've had so many blessings from you that we just adore you and praise your name.
Mm.
God, take us forth into the service. Open our ears and eyes so that we can see and hear all that you want us to see and hear.
Yes.
That we can go share with others. In thy name, amen.
Amen and amen. Love y'all.